Meantime, we did get that call from Afghanistan. He joins us now, Navy Lieutenant Commander Charles Abel from Afghanistan. Commander, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning. Actually, I've returned. I'm in the Pentagon.
Stateside in the Pentagon. Okay.
Yes.
Not dodging the bullets in Afghanistan anymore, but back from Afghanistan. Tell me about the role there and the role that you're filling now.
Well, I'm in the United States Navy, and I've served overseas for the Army. We work in a joint environment. My specific job is I work in public affairs, talking to reporters and setting up interviews of our sailors and our soldiers with the media, and basically just telling our story. There's a lot of good stories that don't get told by the media, so we take the opportunity to try to share that, the great things that our troops are doing overseas.
The thing that I'm always struck by, and you work with these folks close up, you see them firsthand on a day-to-day basis, the young men and women who fill these roles, there's kind of a stereotype that sometimes emerges about people who get into the military. It's seen by some as kind of a last-ditch thing. Well, I couldn't make it anyplace else. The Army will always have me, or the Navy will always have me. That's not the case anymore. If it ever was the case, I mean, we're really getting now the best and brightest.
I actually think it's the opposite, that no, it's not a last-ditch effort or, you know, last-option career, that folks are going to college and graduating with degrees and then joining the military to serve. There's many benefits, of course, joining the military. It helps pay for college, your medical health, basically home. You have a place to live. The military takes care of you and your family as well. So it's a great lifestyle. It does come with the hazards of serving in wartime areas, but it really makes young people grow up quick.
Now, you, in terms of your own personal story, from Stone Mountain, finding your way into the Navy, how did that happen?
Well, my dad was actually in the Army, and he took me into the recruiting office when I graduated high school and said, you're going to join the Army. And the Army didn't seem too interesting to me at the time, so I wanted to talk to the Navy recruiter. And bottom line, I wanted to sail on ships around the world, and I've done that. I've been in the Navy 27 years. I've done 11 cruises around the world, and I've served in Iraq and Afghanistan and in many overseas countries. And so it's just been a very rich and rewarding experience in my career.
Navy Lieutenant Commander Charles Abel joining us this morning from the Pentagon. Thank you, sir, for the call, and thank you for your service to our country.
And I just want to say thank you to your listeners for saying good things to the troops when they see them. We really appreciate the support.
Appreciate it.